All right, so the next application is case 12,376. Frank T. English seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of South Bayshore Drive, approximately 1 mile south of Bayfront Road. The 911 address is 2806 South Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 10, Parcel 13. Specifically, they're requesting an 8.2-foot variance from the front yard and a 3.9-foot variance from the front yard. We have no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. We would note the survey provided noted second and third floor. The property is on piling, so technically the second floor is the first floor and the third floor is the second floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. For the record, I'm Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jarek and Fisher, law firm over in Rehoboth Beach on the Avenue. With me this evening are Laurie Bronstein, a local realtor involved with this property, and Mr. Paul Weber, who's the current owner. So, Mr. Sharp, I don't know if you'd prefer to just have them sworn in now.
Sworn in now, in case there's questions come up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paul Weber, 100 Asquith Oak Lane, Arnold, Maryland.
Okay. Can you wait right here? I'm going to have Ms. Bronstein come up and have her sworn in as well.
Laurie Bronstein, 18415 Hallway, Lewis.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Now, as I mentioned, this is Paul Weber with me. He's the current owner. He just took possession in October. The applicant is Frank English. Mr. English, at the time of the application and currently, is a resident of Florida. He's unable to attend because of that distance. I have an affidavit from him that I'll pass around. I would make note that at the time he made the affidavit, we were tentatively scheduled for an October 21 meeting. We were pushed back because of some other scheduling conflicts, I imagine. But in any event, he is still unavailable, and I'll go ahead and pass this affidavit around. There's a second one coming around. This is just a Google image. One was included with the application, but if you noticed, we were out of color ink at the time, so it's you can't really see what the map is depicting. So without having the presence of Mr. English, I'll just read into the record his affidavit. I'd also like to just have the paper copy submitted as an exhibit as well. The undersigned, Frank T. English, hereby swears and affirms the following. To wit, I, Frank T. English, along with my late wife, first acquired the property located at 2806 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968, which is also identified as lot number 7, Old Inlet Beach, Section 3, which will hereinafter be referred to as the property, in August 1985 by that certain deed recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County in Deed Book 1359, page 21. I have applied by and through counsel, Chad C. Meredith, Esquire of Hudson Jones, Jarek and Fisher, LLC, for several variances related to side yard and front yard setback requirements. I have read the application as filled out and submitted by counsel, particularly the reasons in support of the application, and incorporate the same herein as if restated in full in this affidavit. I'm a resident of the state of Florida and am unable to attend the variance hearing scheduled on October 21st, 2019. In around 1985, I had a 1.5-story dwelling on pilings constructed on the property. I employed a contractor for purposes of constructing the dwelling and obtaining all necessary and appropriate permits, inspections, and approvals related to the construction of the dwelling. Sorry, my P's are really, really hard. Mom always said to enunciate, so. I recall several inspections and believe that the home received all necessary approvals and certificates of occupancy or compliance. Only recently did I learn that the dwelling has certain stairs, landings, and balconies that do not meet county code setback requirements after the buyer under contract to purchase the property had a survey performed. Also recently, and for the first time, I learned that no certificate of occupancy or compliance was obtained or issued. Construction of the dwelling was completed in or around 1985, and the dwelling has remained as it is where it is since that time. Similarly, the stairs, landings, and balcony necessitating the variance requests were all in place at the time of the original construction of the dwelling around 1985 and had remained in place since then. The property is unique in that at 10,202 square feet and with no central sewer, it is a small lot, as such lot requires a minimum area of 3/4 acre. The property is also unique in that it is located along the Delaware Bay and has dunes along the rear of the property. The property is located in a flood zone, flood zone VE, 11 feet, as noted on the survey. There was a survey, I believe, attached to the application. Due to the dunes along the rear of the property and flood concerns, we wanted the home built as far forward as possible. We also placed the home on pilings due to the flood concerns, which obviously necessitated stairs to enter the home. The property has already been developed, with the dwelling being constructed around 1985. The home has not been moved or altered in any way, and the footprint and location of the dwelling and its stairs, landings, and balconies has not changed since the time of the construction. I was under the belief that our contractor had obtained all necessary permits, inspections, and approvals during the course of construction. Over the course of the last 30 plus years, beginning at the conclusion of the construction of the dwelling, I've never received a complaint or notice of setback violations from anyone, whether a neighbor or any county official. There would be great difficulty and hardship placed upon the homeowner to move the steps and landings and remove the balcony with little to no benefit to the public, particularly given that no one has ever complained of the placement and location of the steps, landings, and balcony. The variance requested would allow for the reasonable use of the dwelling and provide access to it. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor would they impair neighboring properties. To the naked eye, houses in the immediate vicinity all seem to be similarly situated. Further, as mentioned above, I've never received any complaints related to the location of the stairs, landings, and balcony, which have all been in place since approximately 1985. Each of the variances requested represents the minimum variance required and are the least modification possible to afford relief from the applicable regulations. And for the foregoing reasons, I would respectfully request that all variances be granted as requested in the application. Last page, you have his signature, which was notarized. So I guess a little bit in support of that affidavit, as I mentioned, there was a survey which was submitted with the application. My initial application included the side steps. I believe those have been removed. As Ms. Cornwell noted, the second floor is technically the first floor since this home is built on pilings. That is actually number one on the variance application, and as I said, I think Ms. Cornwell removed that. So we're going for the front yard of 8.2 for the steps and a variance of 3.9 for that balcony, which sort of overlooks, this is on Broadkill Beach, so that balcony faces, there's wetlands across from Bayshore Drive. Behind the house is Delaware Bay. There is dunes that run along the rear property line, as mentioned in Mr. English's affidavit. The Google image that was included in the application and passed around in color, I think, gives you a good idea of what's around, as does the tax map. And in looking at that, you know, sort of the front of all of these homes do appear to be similarly situated. You'll notice on both side yards of this lot, there's quite a bit of tree growth. That's really the only change to this property. I have a picture from when this home was first constructed in 1985, and another one pulled just off of Google Images or Google Maps Street View. I'll pass those around too. So I think if the variances were not granted, particularly up front, you notice that the tree growth kind of wraps around and comes in front of the house. You'll notice that on the street view image as well. So in order to tear those steps down and move them, you may need to remove some trees, which in beachfront communities isn't always the best situation for sandy soil. And so there's quite a bit of hardship in removing trees, pulling out stairs, pulling out their pilings, putting in new pilings, and all of that could do a sufficient amount of damage to the trees. Mr. English also reached out to, he's a longtime resident there. Like I said, this house was built in 85. He reached out to some neighbors. I did ask that if he had anyone in support to mail letters directly to planning and zoning. That wasn't done. I did receive a few emails. I'll submit these as well, but I'll read them while they're in my hand. One is from a Mr. John Hasler, in which he says, this email is from John S. Hasler. Beach address 2808 South Bayshore Drive. So that would be parcel number 14, just kind of to the south there. 2808 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware. Letting you know that the steps and the setback at 2806 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware, cause me no inconvenience. And a second email was received from Linda Much and her husband, Sam Much. This email states, we have no objection to the easement variance requested by Mr. English for the above property. The subject line is Frank English, 2804 South Bayshore Drive. Our house and lot is across the street from 2804. So that would be parcels number 39 and 40 on that tax map on the screen. Samuel and Linda Much, 2823 South Bayshore Drive, and lot 33 at 2825 South Bayshore Drive. Again, they have no objections to the easements. Sorry, variances. With that, I don't have too much else. I'll call Ms. Bronstein up quickly. So, Ms. Bronstein, if you wouldn't mind, just for the record, please stating your name.
Lori Bronstein.
And Ms. Bronstein, are you familiar with this property?
Yes, I am.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a real estate agent.
And how long have you been a real estate agent?
16 years, specializing in the Delaware Bay beaches.
So as part of that specializing in Delaware Bay beaches, would that mean that you are familiar with Broadkill area and particularly this lot?
Very.
And how were you related to this lot? Any involvement with this?
How am I related to the lot?
Did you represent either the buyer or seller?
Yes. I represented Frank English in the sale of his property.
And when I broke the bad news to you that we needed variances and you spoke to your client, I would imagine, is that correct?
Yeah, he was rather stunned.
Everything that I read through his affidavit, are those the circumstances and the history as you understand them from your client, Mr. English?
Yes.
And in your professional opinion, if these variance requests were approved, would there be any adverse impact on any of the neighboring properties?
Absolutely not.
And if the variances were approved, would there be any changes to the character of the neighborhood?
No, it would keep the neighborhood exactly the way it is.
Thank you. I have nothing further. And Mr. Weber, I think you can just stay seated for now. So that's all, everything I have, unless you have any questions for me. And as I mentioned, Mr. Weber, who's the current owner, is here if there's any owner-specific questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
What is the exact lot size? They're all different down there in Broadkill.
Right. So this is just over 10,000 square feet, which kind of kicks some of the requests out of that small lot change to the code that was brought in not too long ago. So it's 10,202 square feet. It's 100 feet by 100 feet, basically.
100 by 100, okay.
The back side is a little curved, which brings the back lot line to 104.73 feet, which gives us the 202 square feet over 10,000.
Does it have a mound system or what type of septic?
It's an LPP.
You can step up to the mic.
Yeah, I think it's an LPP system. It's located in the front of the home by like right where these trees are, right here. And actually, to pull the stairs out more would be very disturbing. Or to pull them in, I don't even know how that could be accomplished, to pull the stairs in. This is why the first house is built in this entire section of Broadkill Beach, which is what makes it so ironic that this whole thing is happening. But so, yeah, there would be a lot of disturbance and major alteration to the house to enable the 30-foot setback to be accomplished.
Any other questions from members of the board?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there a dune restriction building line on this property?
All
Yeah, they all have a DENREC building restriction line. I'm not entirely sure. I tried to find a label for the tax map. That may be it that's shown on the tax map, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not 100% sure. And again, this was built in 85. I'm not sure what DENREC's permitting requirements were at that time, but you know, I assume that they were met.
Is it safe to assume, though, that greater than the county's rear yard setback requirement is the dune building restriction line?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And even without that, I mean, you would want to kind of push your home forward anyway, I would imagine, be fronting on the bay like that.
And then just a question for Ms. Cornwell. I know I saw in the application there was reference to 30 or 40-foot front yard. My recollection was this was a 30-foot.
Yes, we have verified that the front yard is a 30-foot front yard setback.
So the only two setbacks that are needed are the two that Mr. Meredith referenced, the 3.9, I think, and the 8.2?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Madam Chair.
No other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Sir, would you like to come forward and speak? No? Just your support. So we have one in favor. Anyone in opposition? No one in opposition. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, outside of for the foregoing reasons, you know, read through the affidavit, the reasons set forth by Ms. Bronstein, we would respectfully request that both variances were granted.
No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case 12376. For Mr. Frank English for the requested variances. I believe that wasn't created by the applicant. I know there's a lot of ambiguity down the Broadkill, so to speak, in that area. To have the applicant fix it would be is not necessary, number one, for the uniqueness of the development, so to speak, or the other houses. It fits with the neighborhood, and to have it brought into compliance would be a financial burden that I don't think this board needs to impose.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you all very much.